The Institute of Economic Affairs, IEA, says it is well prepared to start its maiden evening encounters with the presidential candidates in the 2016 elections. The encounter, which is on a one-on-one basis, will give the electorate the opportunity to ask the flag bearer any question. Dr. Edward Mahama of the PNC is the first to appear on the encounter. Speaking on our current affairs program, Behind the News, a research officer at IEA, Samuel Menu, said the evening encounter is to promote an issue-based election as the audience cuts across all sectors of the economy. He spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
The IEA evening encounter is we are hosting flag bearers of political parties with representation in Parliament. And the objective is to promote issue-based and also peaceful elections in Ghana. And for the encounter, it provides the flag bearers a unique opportunity for them to present to the electorate their vision and strategies on how they intend to govern the country. It also offers the electorate the opportunity to ask flag bearers questions. Things from the normal campaign platform whereby people come out with rhetorics and things they really don't mean. But on the platform, they put out serious issues in a very peaceful and intellectual manner.
So you are saying that the evening encounter is a one-on-one only with the flag bearers?
Yes.
And
yes,
the electorates will have the opportunity to ask questions?
Yes, exactly.
Well, but then how do you select your audience?
We select them at least their categories. We have policy think tanks, academia. We have people from the informal sector and the formal sector, and also some foreign missions who are interested in listening to what our flag bearers have for us.
So are their questions screened or scrutinized before they ask, or is it random?
No one knows the questions they are going to ask. No one knows. Just that we select the people to ask the question based on their expertise and what they've been involved in over the years.
You are featuring the PNC.
We are featuring the PNC first, the CPP and the NPP for now.
How about the NDC?
We are still in talks with them. So hopefully if anything comes out, we'll let the public know.
Tell us more, what are the key differences between the evening encounters and the presidential debate?
Like you rightly mentioned, with the evening encounters, it's for the electorate. The presidential candidate will present his policies, just him alone, and the electorate will be given the opportunity to ask him questions. But for the presidential debate, you ask questions from the moderator. So for the debate, there are four, but for the evening encounters, it's a one-on-one encounter.
Tell us, how well prepared are you? Any assurance to ensure fairness?
We are very well prepared, very, very well prepared.
A research officer at IEA, Samuel Menu. The presidential candidate of the PNC, Dr. Edward Mahama, said he is ready for the maiden encounter. He said it is an opportunity for him to sell the PNC to the electorate so they can vote massively for the party come November 7.
I'm ready for it. The opportunity I have to present what PNC administration will do for the people of Ghana. And so I'm very excited and wait to appear before the people.
So in terms of preparation, how far have you gone to sell yourself to the electorates or the public?
Unlike other people, we want to talk about what we will do. Others insult others or do things that are not desirable, but we always issue oriented on our campaigns, going back from 1996 when I first ran. So it will be the same thing, a campaign of ideas, campaign to tell the people of Ghana that they do not deserve to be in the difficulties in which they are, high electric bills, water bills, transportation costs. They do not deserve it. They deserve better than what the leadership of this country is giving the people of this country.
Well, when you say they deserve better, what exactly do you mean? And let me take a bite first here. What is your vision, and strategies on how you intend to govern the country when elected?
Yes, unemployment should be less than it is now. Youth unemployment is very high. As you know, we are graduating a lot of young people from the universities. All put together, I think about 50 or so thousand graduate a year, counting from polytechnics and universities, and only 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 of them get a job. What are the others doing? They are hanging in difficulty. They are being looked after by their parents. It shouldn't be so.
Flag bearer of the PNC, Dr. Edward Mahama. Meanwhile, a political economist, Dr. Eric Kudrosai, says the evening encounter will give the elite the opportunity to listen and compare policy alternatives. Additionally, the encounter will provide a level playing field to all contestants to make an impact.
ask the democratic development of Ghana, it gives an opportunity to the political parties to tell their stories, especially those who intend contesting in the upcoming presidential elections. I think it is more an appeal to the literate population of Ghana to be able to know what the political parties have for the Republic of Ghana. Whichever way you look at it, it adds value to our democratic.
But would it make any difference in the choice of voters in who becomes the president?
Definitely, yes. I think it will make a difference because it is an appeal to the conscience of the literate population of Ghana. It is an appeal to people who can read and write. It is an appeal to people who will be able to compare policy alternatives of the various governments. It gives an opportunity for people to compare the two. Aside from that, we can also say that it is also a platform for the ruling government to tell its story, whether it's been able to achieve what it said it was going to do and what the future holds in Ghana. I think whichever way you look at it can make an impact. Well, people can have their opinions on that. You know, people have reasons for voting. What I find very unfortunate is that I was expecting the IEA to have conducted an impact assessment of these evening encounters, or to have conducted a correlation analysis or a survey to establish whether or not these evening encounters influences people's votes. But my view is that once we have people who can compare policy alternatives, who will be able to understand what people say, it will have an impact. You can have a few people voting on the basis of tribal lines, which on its own is wrong in democratic Senate. But I also think that there are majority of Ghanaians who are very discerning, who may want to know the policies of a government and go ahead to hold the government accountable in case they win elections.